yeah, welcome back to the podcast, everybody. So glad that you are here. Thank you so much for the time. Man, I'm vibing as fuck on this song right here. I don't know what it is, but it's staying for a while. I hope you guys like it. I hope it's cool with you, but I like it. It's just, it's a vibe, man. It puts me in a, it's weird because it sounds like it's more of like a sadder, like slower song. I think even the genre was listed on YouTube was like sad or whatever, but like, I like it, man. Maybe that's just kind of the music I tend to gravitate towards. And you know, I like it. I think it sounds good. So we're going to stick with it. I haven't heard any complaints. Nobody's saying, hey, this song sucks. Turn it off. So we're going to run with it. I hope you guys had an amazing Labor Day weekend. I was actually feeling pretty good about the weekend as a whole. Monday, I was feeling pretty good. I decided to kind of just chill out on Monday and do absolutely nothing. Now, as you guys tend to know, because I do pull back the curtain quite frequently on here. I'm recording this on Tuesday. You'll hear this on Thursday. I recorded a video on Sunday. My wife and I worked on a little thing. She makes this amazing buffalo chicken dip. And I thought it'd be kind of cool to do another like recipe style video. So it's a little bit shorter, probably, I don't know, maybe 3 minutes, if that. And I mean, it's not even done yet. I'm sitting here throwing out numbers that I can't even quite frankly guarantee. It could be 10. No, it's, I guarantee it's not going to be 10 minutes. It'll be 5 minutes or less. But I just thought it was so cool to work on her with a, you know, work with her on a video. Where she could just show me something really cool she makes and I can film it and we can kind of, you know, just figure it out. I thought that that was really, really cool. But, you know, we filmed that on Sunday and Monday I just did absolutely nothing. And I can't tell you how freeing that was for me because one of the things that I'm guilty of is like a weekend where I'm just nonstop going, not stopping. And just work. Now, it doesn't always seem like work because, you know, typically, you know, if Larry and I were making a video or if I'm making a video myself or I'm going out somewhere with the wife, like that's, you know, this is obviously not work, but I mean, maybe, you know, just constantly go. That might be the better statement to make when it comes to that. And Monday was just kind of like the absolute opposite. I mean, I just did nothing. We went out to visit with her father in the late afternoon, but beyond that, man, I was pretty much in bed all day long, and I'm not complaining. I needed that. My body needed that. And it's just kind of a reminder, kind of a general reminder, however that fits for you. If you have some day in the week where maybe you don't have as much going on as you normally do, but there's that day where you just kind of like run all around everywhere. Maybe you just take one time. You're like, okay, just this one time, I'm going to take this one day and I'm not going to do anything. So awesome. I highly recommend it. So Labor Day weekend was good to me. I hope it was good to you. We filmed that video. I haven't even seen it yet. I'm hoping that it's going to be awesome because it's going to be up tomorrow. For you guys listening, it's already up. And I hope it turned out really well. Let's just say that. But I think it'll be fine. It's constantly trying to evolve what I'm doing. Like I want to find the things that are working, but at the same time, I want to try to evolve a bit as a creative, try to, you know, push myself to try something new. I mean, yes, I can become comfortable with in the car. Here I am. I'm in the car going through the drive-thru. I'm eating this. I'm reviewing that. And that's all fine. Like there's no problem with that whatsoever, but I want to try new things like the sheets. I wanted to try something new. The birthday video, trying something new, this recipe stuff. Now Larry and I did one of those. So this is not completely new, but it's something different that I don't normally do. And I'm trying to break the traditional habits where I can to try something new. I mean, even the MGM video was to a certain degree trying something new because Jeez, this was like one of the first like longer form ones where I had the camera rolling in a public place. And believe it or not, you used to hear it in the intro if you listened to the podcast like a year ago, which a lot of those people left. But if you listen to the intro, I was, you know, the introvert person that was kind of in the intro, and it's kind of, you know, the really the thing that I clung to, because it was true. I identify myself very much as an introvert. And so trying to make this video in a place like that, it's freaking tough. The anxiety, whoo, the goosebumps, baby, rolling up and down my arm. But there's also the sense of, man, we're fucking getting it done. We're making it happen. Because if you don't, I mean, if you literally just get up every day and you do the same routine every day, and you're trying to be just a little bit better, the fuck are you doing? Truthfully, there's a quote that I heard on a podcast Mr. Beast was on. Forgive me while I try to find this. I should have set this up better, but there was a quote from Mr. Beast, and he said that, you know, the whole premise was, if you're not trying to get just a little bit better, here we go. I have it right here. I found it. This was on the MKBHD Waveform podcast. Mr. B said, 1% better, try to be 1% better every week for a year, and you'll be 50% better. Do it for 5 years, and you'll be unstoppable. And I don't know that I've been living up to that. This was back in January that I heard this quote, and I wrote it down. I put it in my notepad because it really hit me. I think that some weeks are better than others, where I could say, yeah, I was 1% better this week than I was the week before. But many weeks are not like that. And so this is why, in my particular use case, it makes sense for me to try to break out of my normal everyday routine, because in many senses, I am still just kind of doing the same thing. Still making videos. There's a plane flying by. You probably hear that. I don't know. You know, I'm still making videos, still pumping them out, still trying to learn the editing stuff. But in many ways, it's a lot of the same stuff. And there are certain things that you need to do in repetition. You know, you get up, you go to work, you know, whatever. If you take your health seriously, which clearly I haven't in a while. But if you do that, then, you know, you have your routine with the gym and you're eating and all that stuff. So there's certain things that have to be routine, but when it comes to, like, if there's something like a YouTube, if there's something like a, you know, a career that you're trying to take on, and you're not trying to better yourself, what are you doing? What the fuck am I doing? Because clearly I have better weeks than others. And if you listen to my podcast from a few weeks ago, titled "I Haven't Been Myself Lately," or whatever I called it, something to that effect, a lot of that is in play, and that's not to make excuses, but a lot of that is in play. And it's a process. It's definitely a process. But I'm trying, and doing these different videos, like with my wife with the recipes and stuff like that, I don't know that a recipe video is really going to be my routine or regular video. Certainly not. I like traveling. I like going to different places. That's going to be the regular part of the video, but trying something different, that stuff, I love it. I absolutely love it. But other than that, I'm just trying to think if I have anything else from there. I think other than that, I'm pretty much good. Other than trying to work on my own stuff and trying to be better, everything else is pretty much good. Can't complain about that. And we're just going to try to make these videos better. Oh, you know what? There is one more thing. So we talked a couple, you know, it's probably more than a month ago now on the podcast, where I talked about how my desire is to start a video business. As much as I enjoy doing the work that I do now, it's kind of rare to go to a job that you don't hate. I mean, there are aspects about it I don't like. I don't like the commute. Sometimes I don't like the repetitious nature of it. But I know my job, very good at my job, and I'll be there for the foreseeable future. But I've been wanting to start a video business because that is what I would eventually like to do what I am called upon to do, and that is create videos. I want to help small businesses. And today I had a doctor's appointment and I actually pitched the guy on maybe hiring me to do some video work for his office. If that happens, that's going to be amazing. He seemed very interested. I don't know where it's going to go, but he took down my information and said he would be in touch. So I think your boy here might have just potentially, I don't want to jinx it, knock on wood, I don't want to jinx it, but potentially gotten himself a client. Okay, so there you have it. That's going to do it for this week's podcast. Stay tuned on that whole deal. I'll keep you posted. And yeah, it's a good week. It's been a good week. I love you guys, especially if you're at this point. I mean, we're like 12 minutes in now. If you're still here, I want you to realize how important you are to the GCP. How important you are to me. I thank you for that. I appreciate you for that. And I will see you guys next time. Talk soon. So now, as I faded the music out for the second time here, if you're still here, if you're really still here, that means you're awesome. And if you haven't left that iTunes review, Apple Podcast review, please do that. That tells me you listen this long, you must really like something about this podcast. So leave that review. Thank you.